right. It's Jen again. In this session of the Performance Project, you are going to set a goal and learn to give it power. Years ago, when I first started helping people set and accomplish goals, I was not 100% on board with the process myself. Like most horse people, I'd had my fair share, more than my fair share, of heartbreak and failure. I conceptually understood why it could be good to set goals, but I had yet to really understand the power of the process. It seemed to me that there were so many unknowns with horses and so many opportunities for things to go sideways. I had a hard time understanding how setting goals could not be all about risk and disappointment. Since then, I've come to believe that setting goals actually creates resilience. It requires us to get grit, to be flexible, and stay committed to our larger dreams. Over the years, I've observed that goals that actually come to fruition share some common characteristics. These are also the same goals that cultivate a sense of fulfillment and happiness. I've developed a goal-setting manifesto of sorts that can help you supercharge your goal and give it a lot more power than it would if you just kept it clanking around in your brain. There are two reasons that I've become a total hard ass when it comes to the goal-setting process. One is that I know from personal experience and from coaching hundreds of people through the process how well it works when it's done intentionally. It works. The other is that I see people doing it poorly or not doing it at all the time. I know they're missing out on a lot because of it. I think goal setting is a skill that everyone should have and use regularly like a muscle in order to live fully. People who feel accomplished, empowered, and live regret-free lives tend to have more to offer others. They're also less likely to be bitter, resentful, or behave in destructive ways. And really, what it comes down to is that this is the world that I want to live in, the one filled with these people. That's why I do this myself, and that's why I do this with my clients. In this program, I'm going to ask you to set a riding goal. Answer this question. If you and I were to run into each other 6 months from now, what would you love to be able to say had happened? To start, write the answer to this question down in your training notebook using just a few sentences. If you and I were to run into each other 6 months from now, what would you love to be able to say had happened? Now, I'm going to describe the checklist I use to help people set goals, including myself, of course. You'll then run your riding goal through each of the steps on this list to give it power. This process has now been proven over and over. Listen carefully. Some of these may feel odd or uncomfortable at first, but please give them a try as you set your goal. Okay, here's my goal-setting manifesto. Number one, state your goals in the past or present tense. Language creates your experience. Think about it. How you speak to yourself in your head and the things you say out loud design your world. As long as you keep saying that you will do something, that thing will likely stay in the future. Use language that takes your goal out of the future and lands it solidly in the present. When you say your goal out loud, it should give you the experience of having already accomplished it. Most people state their goals in the future. I will run a marathon in December, or I want to run a marathon, or I plan to run a marathon. Instead, articulate it as if it has already happened. In December of this year, I have run a marathon. This is probably the most important characteristic of a powerful goal, and it is also the one that many people find the most challenging. I had a really brilliant trainer who was participating in one of my workshops once say her goal out loud. She stated it in the past tense as if it had already happened. She was visibly emotional afterwards, and she said, I feel like a fraud. This is so uncomfortable. What if I fail or if it doesn't happen? Isn't it more honest to keep it in the future tense? Part of me was sucked in and wanted to say, yes, yes, let's just keep it in the future. That way you won't get hurt or disappointed, and it might still happen, and you won't have had to risk anything. Yes, let's just go with that. But luckily, the coach in me is quite pushy, and she jumped in to explain. There's a part of you that wants to prevent you from feeling the emotions that come from failure or disappointment. The discomfort you feel and the justifications for not fully claiming your goal are just that part of you trying to run interference and keep you from feeling disappointed or making a fool of yourself. The willingness to state your goal out loud as if it has already occurred gives you the experience of having already accomplished it. Saying it requires the same kind of courage that is going to be necessary in order to accomplish it. Having the courage to state your goal as if it's already come to fruition now gives you access to being that person who has already accomplished it. You now get to make decisions from that place of courage. Possibility thinking begins to trump regular thinking as you step into the shoes of the person who is already there. Okay, number two, include both a measurable result and an intention. Each goal should remind you why it's important to you and tell you how you'll know when you've accomplished it. Sometimes the intention comes more easily than the measurable result, and sometimes it's the other way around. These are two distinct components. If you want to climb Mount Everest, why is that important to you? Okay, climbing Mount Everest is the measurable result. Overcoming your fear of heights, becoming incredibly fit, and fulfilling a lifelong dream, that's the intention. If you want to be healthier, how are you going to know when you've accomplished that goal? You might decide that running a 5K will both help you get strong and let you know when you are there. I'm strong and healthy and have run a 5K. The intention is to be strong and healthy. The measurable result is that you've run a 5K. Number three, make goals concise and use powerful descriptive words that are motivating to you. Try to keep your goals to between 1 and 4 complete sentences. Use words that inspire you. You'll be looking at them and saying them a lot. Your goals should be music to your ears. They should resonate with your deepest desires. Again, your words create your world. Your emotions, your actions, your relationships, and the results you get are all directly generated by your language. Say what you mean with purpose. Number four, do not plan while you're constructing your goal. This refers to a big mistake I see people making. Strategies have got to come after goals. Planning always works best after you've decided exactly what you want. If you start with planning right away, you'll inevitably run into roadblocks because you haven't yet clearly defined the what, the how may seem insurmountable, and you might become discouraged before you've even begun. Jumping ahead to planning is really jumping ahead to execution before you've decided what the heck you want to execute. This is an example of slowing down in order to speed up. Forget about the how until you're super cozy with the what. Number five, make sure your goal is within your control and that it truly reflects your own desires. Your goal should not rely on the performance of others at all. If you have a goal that involves competition, rankings and placings are less effective than scores and personal bests as measurable results. Dig deep to decide if your goal is truly yours. Sometimes, in our desire to please others, we don't even realize that our goals are actually what someone else wants for us, rather than what we want for ourselves. If this is the case, your goals might always feel a little bit out of reach. You may remain unmotivated by them in the long run. Also, make sure that you're not living by old values or chasing old dreams. Let go of past regrets and ask yourself what you truly want right now. Number six, make a stretch goal. Your goal should be just a little bit outside your comfort zone. This is not about making totally outrageous, unrealistic goals. It just means that if your goal doesn't scare you a little bit or give you butterflies, it quite simply is not worth making. If a goal doesn't really matter to you that much, it'll be difficult to stay motivated. And if you're not excited about it, it won't feel challenging. A stretch goal should be challenging and feel attainable at the same time. Number 7, avoid using words like lose, gain, more, and better. All of these refer to a current or past state. Why do you think that most people who decide to lose weight never do for long? Do you want to lose weight, or do you want to weigh 150 pounds, feel fabulous in your skinny jeans, and be able to touch your toes? Do you want to be a better rider, or sit the trot beautifully and ride a second level dressage test with balance and harmony? Focus on what you actually want to create and claim it. Number 8, attach a time frame to your goal. The time frame can be changed, but it's important to give your goal a container. This will help you be able to stay in action and track your progress, as well as make you accountable. Number 9, share your goal with like-minded people who you know will support you. This is so important. Do not share your goal with everyone. We tend to make unconscious agreements with the people who are close to us. They expect certain things from us, and they're comfortable with the way things are. Sometimes, if you set a goal that moves the furniture around a little bit, the people closest to you may have a little bit of fear about that, and they may not be as supportive or excited about your success as you think they should be. They might also be genuinely concerned about you and not want to see you fail or be disappointed. This is totally natural. It can be really challenging when the people closest to you, consciously or unconsciously, collude with your inner critic. This is one big reason why people find themselves on a plateau or going in circles when it comes to their goals. Ask yourself if there's a pattern that you need to change. It's up to you to be intentional about who you share your goal with so you set yourself up for success. Okay, last but not least, number 10, be willing to change and update your goals as necessary. Life is change. This is a big one. In the goal setting process, it's more important that you claim a destination and head out in a direction than that you actually end up in the exact spot that you set out for. Let go of the idea that goal setting is a linear process. Be kind to yourself and get new information when you need it, and change course when you need to. This is part of the deal. All right, take some time to write down your most important riding goal. Apply these 10 characteristics to it. Choose a 6 to 12 month time frame. When you're done writing your goal down, it'll be between 1 and 4 sentences long. It'll be stated in the past or present tense. It'll contain a measurable result and an intention, and it should either give you butterflies or scare you just a little bit. It might feel a little uncomfortable when you say it out loud. Remember that if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. Goals only have power if you give it to them. So please write your goal down, say it out loud, put it somewhere where you'll see it. Make sure it contains language you find inspiring and share it with someone who will be on your side. Have fun with this.